Okay, let's dive into something you interact with every single day, maybe without realizing just how much communication is actually happening there. The power of nonverbal messages, specifically through artifacts and clothing.
That's spot on. We've got some research notes and points right here, and they really unpack the ways we communicate, through what we wear, the things we decorate ourselves with, even the objects around us.
And our mission, really, in this deep dive is to properly dig into this material. We want to understand what these choices we make every day actually reveal about us.
And how they influence others too, right?
Yeah.
And why it all matters in, different contexts of life.
Because honestly, your closet, your choice of watch, even how your desk looks, they're constantly like broadcasting signals to the world, often way before you say a word.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into it.
So right at the core, the material makes this really key point. Personal artifacts, accessories, basically. And our clothes aren't just, practical, not just for warmth or looking
No,
nice.
they function as messages.
Yeah.
At their core, that's what they are.
What kind of messages are we talking about?
Well, they're packed with social stuff, cultural information about who we are, maybe how we see ourselves, and perhaps even more critically, how we want other people to see us. It's like a visual language,
Yeah.
identity, aspiration, it's all in there.
And what I find fascinating is this idea that just changing your clothes can dramatically shift things, not just how we feel, but how others see us.
Right. It's a feedback loop, isn't it? We see what others wear, and that gives us clues about the rules, the norms in different situations or groups.
Okay.
But the research also shows our own clothing choices aren't just reflecting who we are, they're actually helping to, shape who we become.
That makes a lot of sense. You definitely learn, I think, as you get older, that picking clothes becomes more strategic. It's not just grabbing whatever's clean.
Absolutely. And one reason it's highlighted is this sort of drive we have to measure up to cultural ideals, maybe, or to very deliberately project a certain image. We're actively trying to send specific messages.
You can see this playing out really publicly sometimes. The material mentions the Modi kurta as a perfect example of this deliberate approach. It's a traditional Indian garment, right?
Exactly. But it was given this intentional revisionist makeover, as the source puts it.
Meaning.
Meaning it was reshaped to send very clear signals. Distinctively Indian, yes, but also democratic, vibrant, colorful. It's a fascinating case study, really, in using something familiar to communicate identity and purpose strategically on a huge scale.
And this strategic angle isn't just for individuals or, politicians. The notes also talk about how organizations really rely on clothing to create and push a specific image or like a look.
Oh, for sure. Think about corporate dress codes, uniforms. Now, whether you personally agree with them or not, the simple fact that so many places put effort into mandating or suggesting clothes, that's pretty strong evidence that people believe clothing has power, power to influence perception, maybe even behavior.
Okay, but shifting gears a bit, there's a more difficult side to this. The sources mention that clothing choices can sometimes communicate really negative stuff, offensive messages.
Yeah, they don't shy away from that. They bring up some tough examples, like clothing with symbols linked to Nazism or a Japanese rising sun flag. These aren't just patterns, they carry deeply hateful meanings for many people. And the material points to resources like the ADL's Hate Symbols Database, just showing that these symbols are recognized, documented, part of a visual language of hate that unfortunately exists. We're just reporting what the source material covers here, of course.
Understood. Okay, so moving away from the negative, the material also stresses that clothes do way more than just look good. It's not only
Oh,
decorative.
far from it. I mean,
Yeah.
beyond the obvious like protection, winter coat,
Yeah.
rain jacket,
Right.
clothing serves these powerful psychological functions. It can be about attracting others, identifying with a group, showing your mood.
Self-expression, too, or even hiding.
Exactly. Self-assertion or denial, camouflage, it's a whole range.
And persuasion. Ah, yes, the persuasive function. I found that really interesting. The idea that just looking, quote, well-dressed can make you seem more dominant, maybe even more persuasive.
Yeah, it's like the clothes themselves add a certain weight or credibility. It's quite powerful when you think about it.
And speaking of dominance and power, that links directly to status and authority, doesn't it? Especially with uniforms.
Absolutely. Uniforms are fascinating because
Yeah.
they can sort of paradoxically either hide power differences or really emphasize them.
How so?
Well, think about school uniforms. Often, the goal there is to minimize visible differences in, say, socioeconomic background between students.
Right, to level the playing field visually.
Exactly. But then compare that to military or police uniforms. They're explicitly designed to signal rank, authority, power. It's all very hierarchical and visible.
And even without a strict uniform, our everyday clothes can send signals too, right? About status, maybe background, education, even things like moral character or religious beliefs.
Definitely. All those things can be subtly, or sometimes not so subtly, communicated through our clothing choices.
It's also just really personal sometimes, isn't it? Like maybe you dress a certain way just to fit in or be more popular, or you admire someone and try to emulate their style.
Totally. And that classic connection between how you feel and how you dress.
Feeling up, dressing up.
Yeah. Or feeling down, dressing down. Our clothes can really be a sort of external reflection of our internal state at that moment.
And then there's that whole idea of appropriateness, knowing the right thing to wear for the right place, the right time, versus, you know, feeling completely out of step.
Like standing out like a sore thumb, as the material puts it.
Yeah.
It shows a kind of social awareness or lack thereof, understanding the nonverbal context.
But it doesn't stop with just the clothes we put on our bodies, does it? The material goes broader to body adornments.
Right. All those personal artifacts on the body.
Mm-hmm.
Jewelry, glasses, makeup, even things like hairstyle choices or hairiness itself. And of course, body piercings, tattoos.
So those communicate just as much as the shirt you're wearing.
Absolutely. They're really potent communicators. The material even lists some common associations, like glasses, often perceived as making someone look more studious, maybe smarter.
The stereotype holds.
It seems to. Jewelry often signals things like marital status or socioeconomic standing. Makeup is frequently used to enhance perceived attractiveness.
And what about things like piercings or tattoos? What messages do they tend to send, according to the sources?
Well, the material suggests they can communicate things like being adventurous, independent, maybe rejecting conformity, sometimes an artistic nature, or even defiance. Lots of potential meanings there.
Okay, so we've got clothes, things on our bodies, but you mentioned earlier it gets even broader, reaching out into our environment.
Exactly. Space adornments, environmental artifacts, the things we choose to put in the spaces around us.
Like our desks.
Okay.
Or homes.
Precisely. How we use and decorate the physical space we occupy, what objects we place within it, that also sends messages about how we see ourselves and maybe how we want others to see us.
So the stuff on your desk isn't just random clutter.
Not necessarily. The material points out that how a desk is arranged, what's on it, how it's decorated, it carries message value. It could suggest things about your social class, your attitude toward your work, maybe your personality.
Wow. It's another whole layer of this nonverbal communication.
It really is.
Yeah.
And closely connected to space, but also to clothing and adornments, is color, the language of colors.
Ah, right. Color psychology, always fascinating.
Definitely. Colors can significantly modify the impressions people form. They get associated with different moods, different meanings. There's even research mentioned about how warm, bright colors might help in learning environments, for instance.
It's important to remember, color meanings aren't universal, are they?
Crucial point. They vary hugely across cultures. And even within one culture, popular colors change constantly. What's in this year might be out next year.
So if we try to pull all these threads together, the material seems incredibly clear on this. All these artifacts, clothes, adornments, the things in our space, plus the colors we choose, they fundamentally change things.
They change how we see ourselves, yes, but they also drastically impact the image that other people form of us.
And the really practical takeaway here seems to be that this isn't just something that happens to us. We can actually use this intentionally.
Exactly. You can consciously change the image you project by, well, changing the artifacts you display or wear.
Which links directly to that idea of personal branding that came up in the notes. Using artifacts as one deliberate channel of nonverbal communication to help build that authentic personal brand you want people to see.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? It means that every little choice, the shirt you pick today, that ring on your finger, the pictures on your wall, even the color of your coffee mug.
They're not just trivial detail.
Not at all. They're potentially powerful tools. Tools of communication.
Yeah, this deep dive really shows just how much communication is happening completely nonverbally. Through the stuff we wear, the stuff we surround ourselves with, it's way beyond just looking nice.
It's complex, isn't it? Layers of social meaning, cultural context, psychological weight.
So maybe a final thought to leave you with. Just consider how much of your daily communication might be happening before you even open your mouth.
Yeah, just through the artifacts and the colors you've chosen, maybe unconsciously. What messages could you be sending without realizing it?
And perhaps more importantly, what messages could you choose to send more deliberately? Definitely something to think about next time you get dressed or glance around your workspace.